You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Jordan Harms.
So if movies both shape and reflect society, what can happen when we look at film through the lens of Christian faith? Jordan is sitting in today because Sarah's out while we're recording this. And also, I said, Jordan, you like film, so maybe you should come join me and ask some fun questions.
We'll see how fun they are.
Jordan's also very critical of film, yes, too.
Hopefully I don't get too far into the weeds, but I think... Yes, we'll be best off if I talk the least.
Today, we get to talk with two professors about an upcoming opportunity to look at film through the lens of Christian faith. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University St. Paul. You can find out more about Concordia University St. Paul by visiting csp.edu. Joining us today, Reverend Dr. Joshua Holman. He is professor of systematic theology at Concordia University St. Paul and will be involved in an upcoming online continuing education program with Concordia St. Paul and Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. Dr. Holman, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Thanks. It's good to be with you.
Also joining us today, the Reverend Dr. David Lewis, associate professor of exegetical theology at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. Dr. Lewis, thanks so much for joining us today.
It's wonderful to be here again.
And in studio with us today, Erica Petch. She serves as Director of Continuing Education at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. Erica, welcome back to the Coffee Hour.
Thank you. Good morning.
We are excited to talk about an upcoming opportunity that's a collaboration with Concordia Seminary in St. Louis and Concordia University St. Paul. We get to talk about film and movies and mission. I'm excited about this. So where did the inspiration for this course begin? Dr. Lewis, you want to start us off?
I've been a lifelong fan of cinema. And as such, growing up, we'd watch movies together as a family. And I became a big fan of biblical films. By fan, I mean I used to like to watch them and critique them because I noticed how very unbiblical most of the classic biblical films are. And then through that, I began to notice how films that were not explicitly Christian would often borrow Christian themes, often portraying the protagonist as a Christ figure. And I... became fascinated, especially as a pastor, at the possibility of using cinema as a means to engage our culture directly. And so the mission side for me would be, let's say I'm speaking to someone who's nominally Christian or not Christian. We talk about a film, let's say Guardians of the Galaxy, and I mention that Groot is a Christ figure, and he is. Suddenly, I have a conversation with people who like the film, and I find myself talking about Jesus and sharing the gospel with someone. You know, when if I were to just approach them out of the blue and say, let me tell you about Jesus, they might shut me down. But when I say a character in one of your favorite films is a Christ figure, they're usually intrigued, and then a conversation follows in which I am able to share the gospel.
That's awesome. So I was joking a little bit earlier about how nice will my questions be. I'm actually quite excited about the existence of this course. And everything you just said, Dr. Lewis, is like, it's so on point, especially with... Christian and biblical films being maybe not so much critically made. I love everything you just said. I can tell this is going to be a fun conversation. I'm going to ask Dr. Holman sort of a similar question. What's your background with movies and cinema? I know that you're a cinema buff, but where did this sort of start with you with biblical content?
Yeah, so I've enjoyed classic films for a long time, and I think my biblical or Lutheran connection is that I started watching a number of classic films in the library of Lutheran Day School in Huntington, Indiana, St. Peter Lutheran. And I was there, I think, 7th and 8th grade. My dad was a teacher there, and I would wait for him while he did summer kind of cleanup in the classroom. And down there was an old VHS there and an old TV on a stand. And yeah. I watched movies like Lawrence of Arabia, Fiddler on the Roof, sort of classic films. And I just fell in love with those films. And I've come back to those films again and again, like Lawrence of Arabia, A Search for Identity in this vast world we're in, A Search for Meaning. And like Dr. Lewis said, I really seek to connect that to Christ. You know, our real identity is in Christ. That film opens up that conversation, I think, in a wonderful way. So it goes back, actually, for me, for a Lutheran day school, but just finding film as a way to kind of think deeply about the critical questions of life and to connect to Jesus Christ.
How did this idea for movies and mission become a collaborative opportunity with Concordia Seminary and Concordia University St. Paul? Dr. Holman, we'll start with you.
Sure. Well, I think Dr. Lewis and I have worked together on film. We both love talking about film and connections to the gospel. That's one. I think Concordia University St. Paul also has a very rich literary studies department or English, and we do a lot of engagement on film and studies here at the university level and an undergrad level from a Christian perspective. So I think those are some reasons why University St. Paul is involved. And of course, going back to the Dr. Lewis's classes at seminary and movie sessions there.
Erica, how does this fit into continuing education at Concordia Seminary? How did this become a continuing ed opportunity?
Yeah, no, this is a great opportunity for our pastors to get some what we're calling just-in-time training, which is a pretty popular term these days, to do some professional development, to give them some tools when they're talking to their parishioners or even non-Christians about how you can use movies as a witness. Dave and Josh are both saying, you know, to find the Christian themes in movies. That was like so new to me when I first started talking to these guys. I was like, how can you take a movie that is not like, you know, a Kirk Cameron movie or something like that and find Christian themes in some of these crazy movies that I just would never consider? But anyway, so this gives our pastors an opportunity to come together to talk with two, what I say, are experts in this field and help them with their ministry to witness to, like I said, their parishioners and people just out in the community.
This is so exciting. I feel like you guys are assembling the Avengers of movies and biblical theology and the crossroads therein. It's something I've been passionate about for a long time. So I'm just sitting over here nodding in my seat, all excited. That's great. So a little bit more on the, I guess, trivial/fun side. I've been reading up on the different categories you guys are going to be going over. And I'll just to list them off that you have on the page. You have hero films, Hitchcock, Pixar, sci-fi, film noir, and westerns. I'm curious, what's everybody's favorite film category for each? Eric, why don't you start?
Sure. It's fun because so many of these categories, I've seen many of the movies, which I was a little shocked. But I would still go with the film noir as my favorite category.
Very nice. Dr. Lewis?
Yeah. For me, my favorite category is Western. My mom was a cowgirl from Wyoming, and I used to spend time working on my grandpa's ranch. My dad was a big Western fan. This was, I would say that's the genre my dad, my brother, and I would bond over. And Westerns are sort of, you might say, one of the essential American genres. That's affected Japanese cinema and Italian cinema, which in fact have come back and affected American cinema. But the Western mythos is a good genre to study, just to sort of see how it depicts the United States and its growth and sort of the classic distinctions between what it means to be the ideal male and the ideal female. You find this in the Western genre. You find that the American ideal male is not the person depicted in Jesus Christ or what we're actually called to be, but it is an ideal out there that many American men attain to. Though there can be a crossover. You'll find Christ figures in Westerns.
Dr. Holman, well, what's your favorite?
Yeah, thank
genre?
You. They're all great, and I'm looking forward to watching all of them again, but I really love Hitchcock. I was introduced to Alfred Hitchcock films with my grandfather, and I just think they're great. And, you know, the Hitchcock films, he said in an interview that from his Catholic background, a lot of his films deal with guilt and the search for forgiveness from this guilt that's just there that never goes away. And a lot of his films, I think, show, you know, the full force of original sin. And so Hitchcock is there and some suspense, but also we'll engage and point to the wholeness that we have in Christ and how we can use Hitchcock films to point to that.
Before we get into the logistics, because I know there folks are excited, I think Jordan's like registering right now while we're talking because he's excited about this class. It's coming up very soon, so we'll give you all the information about that. But I want to go back to a topic that Dr. Lewis mentioned early on when it came to film and watching Christian films or biblical films and how sometimes unbiblical they are and how that can sometimes change our perspective on biblical themes in film. And I really appreciate what you've shared on that, Dr. Lewis. I remember in the parish, as a parish DCE, using film at youth nights, the youth would sometimes pick a film, or I would pick a film and we'd watch it. And some of the months we would choose a quote Christian film. And we had been this group of youth who really were just great, some of them great young adults who just love studying theology. And so sometimes we would watch film and I would just give them the challenge, when you hear heresy, please raise your hand.
So their hands just stay up the whole time?
There were some films we watched and the hands kept flying up all the time. So I think I understand what you're talking about, Dr. Lewis, when you talk about some movies that aim to be a biblical or Christian movie, but yet really fall short.
Yeah. I think probably of the biblical genre, probably the most influential film was Cecil B. DeMille's The Ten Commandments that came out in the 50s. I remember when that first came on TV, I was excited. I had my Bible open to the book of Exodus, ready to see Exodus portrayed on film. And if you've ever seen that film, there's very little Exodus. And mostly it's a love triangle between Moses, Ramses, and Nefertiti. It's just this big love story that goes on and on and on. And then you finally get the Ten Commandments at the very end of the film. And if you've ever seen Cecil B. DeMille's discussion of the film, it's really a Cold War film where the Egyptians are the Soviets and the Israelites are the Americans, and it's all about freedom. And very un-Lutheran, because Cecil B. DeMille says that in the law we find perfect freedom. Right away, I guess a Lutheran's hand would go up for heresy. Not in the law, you know. Not in the law, but in the gospel. Yeah, there's very little Jesus in the Ten Commandments. And I think even how the Ten Commandments were given, most Americans would say it's what's depicted in that film, not what's depicted in Exodus 20. So I was very disappointed. After about a half hour, I closed my Bible, realizing this was not a biblical film.
So we go to the Bible to learn God's word. And
not the Ten Commandments. You should be a professor of exegetical theology or something.
We're learning about the upcoming continuing ed opportunity with Concordia University St. Paul and Concordia Seminary St. Louis about movies and mission. We'll continue the conversation on the Coffee Hour in just a moment. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Jordan Harms.
Who am I? How has God gifted me? Where is God calling me to serve? Concordia University St. Paul helps students explore the answers to these questions. Through a Christ-centered Lutheran higher education, dedicated faculty, and engaging academic programs, CSP is here to walk alongside you in your educational journey. With more than 100 degree programs from undergraduate to graduate offered in person and online, CSP aims to prepare you for success however God calls you. Visit csp.edu to discover and engage your calling today.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Jordan Harms.
We're learning about movies and mission, the continuing education course from Concordia University St. Paul and Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. And we're having fun talking about film and what you might cover in this upcoming course. Dr. Holman, what are some things that will be covered in the continuing education course that, from your perspective, you'll be sharing?
Yeah, well, we're going to look how, you know, movies are very powerful. Great films, you know, have the power to change viewers. And we chose what we think are some great, powerful films. And also, they have the potential, right, to make connections to the Christian message in our vocations where we're called. We live in a paradoxical world, right? Both fallen and redeemed in Christ. We know this as Lutherans. And we're saints and sinners. And I think good films explore this tension. And they show the brokenness of the world, but also a path for Christian witness to wholeness. So we're going to explore, I think, especially those themes as we go through. And we'll look at the films there with a range of worldviews and examine those critically and constructively and hopefully have some fun. And, you know, it's movies and missions. So our concession for the class is M&Ms. So we're going to have M&Ms for every session together.
Perfect. So we're sort of connecting the dots here between theology, entertainment, sort of the secular world, the Christian world, and then the academic world. Erica, how does this all come together into the culmination of continued education? What exactly does that mean? Is this a course that people can actually take as like an elective, or is it just sort of like you just sort of learn some stuff and get some expert opinions, a little bit of both? What does it look like for people that might sign up?
It's definitely a little bit of both. It's not for a grade. It's definitely professional development, continuing education. However, people that want to, that sign up for this class, can get one continuing education unit. Nice. The course itself, with the time that they're online on Zoom with the two professors and the time that they're doing some personal reflection, watching the movies, doing potential assignments, that's all going to be that 10 to 12 hours of contact content. So it's going to work really nice as a professional development course and for the continuing education.
Plus, it's a great opportunity just to learn from these great
professors. Well, that in itself is worth it, in my opinion. But yeah, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. So you touched on potential work or assignments. Mm-hmm. What would that look like, either Dr. Holman or Dr. Lewis? Is that like essays on films or discussion or pop quizzes? Dr. Holman, I'll start.
Well, it's going to be engaged discussion. So we want students to watch the films. We're realistic about people's service and work schedule, but we're asking to watch at least a couple of the films each week. And then we're going to come together and discuss those films critically and constructively. And again, look at that paradoxical tension of life as saints and sinners and law, and then point to the gospel of Christ, or connections that we can point to as we engage those films. So a lot of good discussion time together. And I think, Dr. Lewis, you can add, I think there's one review essay, right, for those?
Yeah, there's going to be one review essay for each session where we're going to invite the students to reflect themselves upon the film and any connections they might make between theology, the Bible, and mission potential. I think as we go, one thing I've been thinking about is maybe asking them each week, which of these films might you use in ministry? Maybe watching it with your people, watching it with your youth group, which is something I used to do when I was a pastor, and then sort of challenging them to engage our culture with a Christian lens. You might say to see what's good and bad and ugly in these films. And I had to throw the good, the bad, and the ugly in there.
I was going to say, speaking of Westerns.
and also, I'd say, Josh, too, we would agree, not just to condemn all film outright as sort of it's a secular art form, and so we shouldn't be watching movies, but to invite people to actually watch even Hitchcock films, secular movies, knowing that you can find out something about the world in which we live and about this culture in which we live by engaging these films. And so I'd hope students would come out with a passion for using film to engage our culture in a Christian way.
Yeah. So, Andy, I didn't hear your favorite category earlier.
Out of the list?
Thank you.
Oh, goodness.
I was wondering that.
Yeah.
Man. Well, okay, so the list is hero films, Hitchcock, Pixar, sci-fi, film noir, and Westerns. This is tough. I probably have the most exposure to Pixar out of all of these. I've watched a few Hitchcock, but I guess Pixar in this case would probably be
right.
But I'd like to be challenged, too.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. I was just curious.
Did you say, Jordan? What's your
favorite? Oh, no, I didn't, actually.
No.
It's kind of a toss-up between probably sci-fi and also Westerns. I studied a lot of Westerns, a lot of John Ford film history back in the day during my education, and then I grew up with sci-fi on the at-home side. So, and both certainly critique culture a lot, especially sci-fi. I think there's always a message. It's always been that way, not just nowadays. And it's interesting to see.
We've got two John Ford films on the list.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, should I try to guess them or?
It'd be fun to try and guess. They're both very different. Both Westerns.
Okay. They're both Westerns. All right. Is one of them from the Cavalry trilogy?
Well, I'll give you another hint. They both have the same star.
Is it John Wayne?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
That doesn't narrow down too much for John Ford.
Is John Ford The Searchers, or is that someone else?
Correct. That's one of them. Yes.
Okay. That's one of them. Great. Yeah. And I it could be anything for the second. You're going to have to give me that one.
Jimmy Stewart, The Man Who Shot Liberty Vance.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Man, students of this class are in for it.
Lee Marvin stealing every scene that he's in.
Yes, that's amazing. I'm geeking out. Sorry, everybody.
We probably need to. I want to make sure that we get the details about this.
Yes.
When is the course meeting? We'll get to registration in just a minute, but like, give us an idea of how the course is meeting and when it's meeting.
All right. So the course will be meeting on Zoom weekly for 6 weeks, starting October 15th, which is a Wednesday. And so each week until, November 19th, once a week from 3:30 to 4:30 Central Time Zone.
All right. So this is like right at the end of the school day.
Yeah.
After school.
Mm-hmm. Why are you looking at me?
I'm trying to figure out how this fits in your schedule.
Yeah. But we will also be recording all the sessions.
Uh-huh.
So just saying, Jordan.
Okay. Good to know.
So watching film independently, is that correct?
Yes.
And this is the discussion.
Right. Okay. And as Dave and Josh alluded to, each week there are six films within each category. However, you don't need to watch all six films. But like I said in the beginning, a lot of these I've seen and remember vividly. So could still, mm-hmm. So maybe watch some of the ones you haven't seen before.
Sure. How will students get a hold of the film to watch? Is it just kind of find it on your own? Or are there files that'll be shared? Or I'm just curious on the logistical side.
I think for the first week, it'll probably be just wherever you can find them,
sure.
Different streaming services. But then I'm sure that as the course progresses, Dr. Lewis and Dr. Holman will suggest some places,
yeah.
Especially if some of them are a specific streaming service.
I'm sure at least a couple of these categories, you could find them on Disney Plus. I'm thinking Hero Films and Pixar, you're probably going to find everything you need.
Mm-hmm. Local libraries too.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was just about to say there's public resources too. Yeah.
Right.
Awesome.
I know here in St. Louis, if you know the list in advance, you can request those DVDs through our library here in the St. Louis area.
Mm-hmm. Good thought.
Registration. What do we need to know?
Well, first of all, I can't believe I haven't mentioned this yet. This course is only $99 for all this content, for these two great professors, watching all these films, only $99. So you actually will go to the Concordia St. Paul website to register. The link is one, and that's O-N-E, one.csp.edu, and then /moviesandmission. All right. One word. You can also go to our website. We do have it at the Concordia Seminary St. Louis website as a calendar event, and the link is there as well.
And we'll share the link in the notes today as well. So 1csp.edu, movies and mission. All right.
Right.
We'll share that.
/moviesandmission.
Very good.
Thank you.
Sure. All right. So we need to register. When does Jordan need to get his registration in?
Jordan, you actually have a long time until registration ends. It's going to go through October 14th, so the day before.
Okay.
All right.
You say a long time, but I'm going to blink and that's going to be like...
I know. It's only 2 months away, right?
So the course begins October 15th. It meets on Wednesdays from 3:30 to 4:30 Central Time on Zoom. Mm-hmm. It goes through November 19th. So really get about a month together with both of these great professors to take a look at film. Dr. Lewis, what are you looking forward to most in this course?
I look forward first to interacting with Joshua. I think nothing a film lover likes to do more than talk about film with someone who loves film. And I imagine the students who sign up for this course as well, if they don't love film, I think a lot of them are already going to be cinema buffs. I think they're going to learn to love film as we engage. And so it's almost not work for me to spend an hour talking about movies.
Dr. Holman, what are you looking forward to most?
Yeah, that's the same. Just hanging out together, talking movies and connecting to mission. So I love movies and I love God's mission in Christ. So I can't wait to put them together and talk with fellow Christians about it.
Our guest today, the Reverend Dr. Joshua Holman, Professor of Systematic Theology at Concordia University, St. Paul. Thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Holman.
Thank you.
And the Reverend Dr. David Lewis, Associate Professor of Exegetical Theology at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. Dr. Lewis, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
And Erica Petch, she is Director of Continuing Education at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. Erica, thanks for bringing this great opportunity to us.
Yes, and I just have one last thing.
Sure.
Dave Lewis once told me that he can find a Christian a Christ figure in just about any movie. So I think it would be fun for the students to test him.
Oh, I like that idea.
That's a fun challenge. Erica, thanks so much for being here today Thank and you. Sharing this opportunity with us. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Jordan Harms.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.